It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 21st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, one of the richest men in Silicon Valley will go in front of the Republican National Convention. His name is Peter Thiel. He co-founded PayPal. He was one of the first investors in Facebook. He also has a reputation for being a contrarian. Thiel is also going against the grain of his Silicon Valley peers to support Donald Trump. Max Chafkin wrote a story about Thiel's Trump support in the latest issue of Bloomberg Businessweek. Max, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
It seems to me that as a tech mogul, Thiel is probably the RNC speaker who is most, he sort of like looks like the future.
I wouldn't say that. He kind of doesn't look like anybody.
But he's like a tech guy.
Yeah, I agree. On the other hand, many of these tech billionaires have actually come out in favor of Hillary Clinton. And I think if you were going to poll people in Silicon Valley, the overwhelming consensus would be that Hillary Clinton or maybe second choice Gary Johnson would be the person that they're going to vote for.
What are the key areas where Thiel and Trump seem to agree?
It's a hard question because we don't know exactly what's going to be in the speech. Me and my co-writer Lizette Chapman expect Thiel to basically say that he agrees with Trump on foreign policy matters. Trump's non-interventionist kind of tinge to his politics. That kind of fits with Thiel's libertarian viewpoint. We also expect him to sort of broadly support Trump's economic credentials. You know, Trump is super protectionist. I think Thiel is open to some kinds of protectionism, but not totally want to start a trade war with China.
Right.
And the last thing that will be really interesting and is kind of historic is he's going to say that he's proud of his identity as a gay man. And also say that he thinks that these things are basically a distraction.
You open your story with this example of Thiel's favorite chess move, moving the king's pawn, creates chaos, and chaos can be used as an advantage. And some of the people that you talk to that are close to Thiel kind of describe his support for Trump in this way.
This is a contrarian bet where he is saying, I can't get into a room with Barack Obama whenever I want. But if he is able to kind of bet on Trump early, then I think he'll be an influential voice in the administration. And I think this makes sense in that context.
Max Chafkin wrote the story about Peter Thiel's support of Donald Trump for Bloomberg Businessweek. That story is out today. Max, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Remember former Attorney General Eric Holder? The first black Attorney General of the United States spoke a lot about diversity as a strength. Here's Holder speaking at the Department of Justice in 2009.
Perhaps the greatest strength of this nation is the diversity of its people. And to truly understand this country, one must have a knowledge of its constituent parts.
Well, now one of the biggest startups in the country has hired Holder. Rental site Airbnb has been under pressure to address discrimination and bias among certain users. It's been such a problem that a hashtag called Airbnbing While Black has been created. A blog from the company's CEO, Brian Chesky, this week says Holder will be joining Airbnb to help the company craft a, quote, world-class anti-discrimination policy. We're going to go back to the Republican National Convention for a minute and check in with one of our own who has been there and keeping a lookout for tech. Marketplace senior reporter Nancy Marshall Genzer is in Cleveland. Nancy, one of the questions you have been asking people while you're there is if tech has made them more politically active.
Yeah, and they all said yes, and it's made them more effective as well. I talked to one person who's a guest of the Ohio delegation. Her name is Allison Oswald. She's an attorney from Cincinnati. And she says now she can weave politics into absolutely every aspect of her life.
Say, for example, that I put my kids in a campaign t-shirt and I post a picture of us at the park. I'm getting our Republican message out, but still sharing something meaningful to my followers.
Still, other people at the convention are into tech because it allows them to use social media and avoid the regular media, perhaps?
Yeah, actually, a guy named Lawrence Jasper was talking to me about that. And he says he sees social media as a way to avoid the filter of the traditional media. On Monday, there was a lot of disruption on the floor late in the afternoon when some of the Unbound folks were trying to get a motion to free some of the delegates who'd been committed to Trump. And he says Republicans were able to use social media to tell their side of that story.
I was sitting outside, and as they were broadcasting this big, huge upset going on in here across the national TVs, people are on the phone saying, there's nothing happening at all. It's a bunch of baloney. That's technology, you see, because you couldn't do that before.
Good, I guess, that he's calling out the television people there and not the radio people, Nancy. But tell me, are there other groups that are trying to use technology at this event to, I don't know, increase the chaos in some ways?
I would say that's definitely happening. And one of the delegates actually told me that social media was used to organize the disruption on the floor on Monday. They organized that through social media, through tweets and emails. And yeah, the protesters are using it too.
Perhaps technology, a tool for the outsiders there. Nancy Marshall-Genzer is senior reporter with Marketplace. She is part of our team covering the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Nancy, thanks a lot for talking.
You're welcome.
Nancy is co-hosting Marketplace's pop-up podcast called Politics Inside Out. Get it wherever you listen to your podcasts. And about how much electricity do Google's data centers use?
1.21 gigawatts!
Okay, maybe not 1.21 gigawatts, but let's just say a lot. Well, the company's been using its artificial intelligence tool, DeepMind, to actually cut its total energy use by several percentage points. Cutting energy use like this would be good for the environment, considering data centers are a growing power suck. But it is also pretty good for Google and its parent company, Alphabet. It could save hundreds of millions of dollars off of the company's energy bill. Artificial intelligence thing pays for itself. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tax Point.
Electricity, 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 electricity.
This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.